K-Rock. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Annie from Granada Hills.
Hi, Annie from Granada Hills. Would you like to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain?
I would love to.
You win tickets. You got a four-pack.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
What would happen if somebody died in a grocery store? It happened in Granada Hills, and I'll tell you about it coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. More tickets for you to go to Magic Mountain on the way. First, let's go to Granada Hills for this story.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Developing this morning, employees at a Granada Hills Vaughn say a customer's dead body was left in an aisle for 4 hours.
I feel like I don't want to die in a grocery store.
While the store remained open.
I'm sorry. Somebody died in an aisle in Vaughn's and the store stayed open?
So the customer experienced a deadly medical emergency on July the 5th. Workers were reportedly told to block the body with shopping carts and umbrellas.
And so leave the man on the ground and put shopping carts at the end of each aisle and use umbrellas so that people can't see him, but stay open. Is that the smartest decision?
Well, the victim's family waited nearby.
So the family just waited in the aisle next to the Pop-Tarts?
The customer's body remained in the area until it was removed by the mortuary. A Vaughn's employee expressed her outrage on social media.
Vaughn's instructed me and my coworkers to barricade the area to prevent customers from coming over to the area.
When somebody dies in a car accident, they block freeways in both directions. Vaughn's couldn't be bothered.
This company chose profit over decency.
Yeah, listen, everybody else needs to keep shopping. We need to stay open. Just don't let people see the dead body in that aisle.
In a statement, Albertsons, the parent company of Vaughn's, says it, quote, is saddened by the tragic situation but declined further comment.
I mean, honestly, what are you going to say? We made a bad decision and blockaded that aisle and left that guy that was dead there for 4 hours.
I'm horny.
Sorry, that was the wrong button. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Gracie.
Hey, Gracie, you're caller 20, you win.
Awesome, thank you.
You got a four-pack of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain, and you're also in the drawing to get a pair of 2027 gold passes. You can go as often as you want.
Awesome, that's so cool, thank you.
When you're driving around Los Angeles and you see homeless people in this heat, it's Kevin Ryder, it's K-Rock, it seems incredibly difficult. And maybe this isn't your thing, but if it is your thing, I would like to introduce you to a charity called Covenant House Los Angeles and their spokesperson, Alana. Hi, Alana.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
I have supported Covenant House for about 30 years.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. You're incredible.
I love that's not why I say it, but I love what you guys do. Would you explain to people your mission?
I would love to. Thank you. So yeah, Kevin, Covenant House California is a shelter serving youth experiencing homelessness from the ages of 18 to 24. So we serve transitional age youth first and foremost with housing, but we also provide a lot of wraparound supportive services. So everything from we do street outreach services, we have a drop-in center, we provide medical and mental health services, career and education, 3 meals a day, and just lots of support into transitioning into their own housing when they're ready to leave us.
And I saw you recently giving an interview where you were talking about the need, because it's been so hot in Southern California, the need just for water.
Yes, exactly. So we're going out on the streets and connecting with young people and handing out water for young people who just really need access to water. But then we have a drop-in center. So young people living on the streets also come in, and we like to give them water, and they can take a shower and get some fresh clothes. So we're finding right now in this heat, more than anything else, basic needs-wise, young people just need bottled water.
And if people can help out with water, what's the location of your drop-off point?
So our site is at 1301 Northwestern Avenue in Hollywood. It's right on the corner of Western Avenue and Fernwood, right off the 101 freeway. So 1301 or 1325 Northwestern Avenue.
So anybody who wants to help, you can buy a case of water and drop it off at that address.
That's correct. Yeah. Cases of water, fans, reusable water bottles, electrolytes. And we always take new and gently used clothing as well.
180,000 plus young people in California experience homelessness each year. So if you'd like to help, the drop-off is for water and for other items. Or if you don't want to do it in person, you can do it online. You can go to covenanthousecalifornia.org. Alana, thank you for giving us the time today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Kevin. Thanks for your support.
You bet. One of my favorite things is finding new music to present it to you for the 420 Catch of the Day. Another new song from a band I love coming up in an hour on K-Rock. By the end of the year, they're going to start testing flying cars in Florida. Is that what we want? What's Up with Florida is coming up next on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
A troubling thing is going on in Florida. I think they were supposed to be on track to test flying cars by the year 2030. I believe.
Start till 2030, 2033, 2035.
They're doing it in Florida.
So by this massive cash infusion, we've been able to break ground on these projects and do things and deliver them. They're going to be delivered 10 years ahead of schedule, 15 years ahead of schedule.
Is that great? 15 years ahead of schedule, is that great? Do we want it? Maybe we can do that, but do we want to do that with flying cars? How would you test them?
Under real-world conditions right here in the heart of the free state of Florida.
All right, let's say that you take all 50 states and you want to try out flying cars. How long is your list before it gets to Florida?
And now I'm proud to announce that by the end of the year, Florida will be actively testing eVTOL aircraft throughout Central Florida aerospace region.
How long before a Florida man on bath salts with a wooden leg who thinks it's his job to pollinate flowers takes over a flying car if this is done in Florida? Over or under one day?
That means these things are going to be lifting off. They don't need a runway. They're going to lift off, and they're going to fly, and they're going to land.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down. So they're going to take off, and they're going to fly, and then they're going to land. Oh, I get it now.
How would this impact Florida? Well, I think the one place people would say where if you had air taxis going habitually, you go Tampa, Orlando, and you can avoid I-4 entirely.
I mean, I feel like we get the concept that you're flying over freeways, which would be great in Los Angeles to fly over the 101 or the 405, but I'm going to let someone else work out the bugs.
But that is going to happen here in the state of Florida, and we're excited for that.
Same?
I'm telling you guys, it's Rome.
Yeah.
It's Rome!
Yeah.
It's Rome.
We have your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Juan.
Hey, Juan, you win.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
You got a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain. You're in the drawing to get a pair of 2027 gold passes.
No freaking way.
Believe
I just called, like, randomly. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, I've been listening to you guys in high school.
Oh, man.
I'm 48 years old.
That's so cool.
Oh,
thank you.
Great.
Oh, my
so cool.
God. That's unbelievable.
So, Will Tibbs, K-Rock, it's Kevin Ryder with the 420 Catch of the Day. On the way, that's our new music feature. Megan Holiday is here now with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, parents and coaches of the Tulsa Little League national team tried to use a loophole to allow one kid to play on the team despite not meeting the eligibility requirements.
Was he 45?
It did not go well. Okay, kind of. You'll see. It did not go well for them. So here's the story.
Tulsa, Oklahoma was one win away from going to Williamsport at the Little League World Series when they got kicked out of the tournament because of an eligibility residency rule where we had parents faking special needs disabilities to get their kids on the roster. So Tulsa's one win away from the tournament, but three of their previous opponents protest their game saying that certain players on the team weren't eligible. Now, any parent will tell you it's a headache if you want to get your kid into a certain league. You have to be within the league's boundaries. That means you have to go to a certain school or live in a certain township. And there was one player on Tulsa that did neither. But there is one exception. If you have a sibling that plays in the Little League Challenger Division, that is a division for kids who have physical or intellectual and mental disabilities, you can then qualify to play in that league even if you live outside of the township and don't go to the right school. Wow. So Tulsa said that this one player, his younger sibling, was mentally disabled and played in the Challenger Division. That's when we come to find out that this younger sibling was registered as a 7-year-old when he was actually 10, and he never actually attended any of the Challengers practices or games because he was not disabled. So the Little League overlords decided, yeah, we're out. And now the Tulsa parents are melting down. These kids just showed up and played baseball, assuming that the adults and the coaches were doing the right thing. And now they're the ones that got punished because some parents and coaches and adults are all doing some shady shit.
Wow, that's crazy.
Can you just let your kids have some fun and play some baseball? All right, number two, if you are planning on going to the beach this weekend, look out for stingrays, because apparently we have a bit of an issue going on in Southern California. Here's that story.
And this is new this morning. If you're headed to the beach this weekend, it's not just the rough surf and sunburn you got to avoid. There are also stingrays out this year. Bolsa Chica State Beach and Huntington State Beach have reported more than 3,100 stingray injuries so far, which...
3,100!
Yes, dude.
What?
It's crazy.
Double the total from all of last year. This is video of the researchers in Seal Beach measuring and tagging stingrays. They also clip their sharp and venomous barbs to help prevent injuries to swimmers. Experts say unusually warm ocean water due to El Nino is bringing more stingrays to our shores.
I am El Nino. All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino.
I had to throw the tag
of
on
course.
There. But seriously, there's like hundreds on the shore, and it's crazy. Number three, it is the weekend, so we like to highlight new movies that have come out today. Nimrods, of course, at the top of the list. The Green Day inspired coming-of-age comedy about three teenage musicians who road trip to LA thinking they've landed a gig opening for Green Day, and I got to see it at the premiere on Wednesday. It's really fun and heartwarming. The End of Oak Street, Anne Hathaway and Ewan McGregor star in this sci-fi thriller about a suburban neighborhood that suddenly finds itself in a prehistoric world full of dinosaurs.
Like you do.
You know, the huge. And The Rivals of Amziah King. This is a neo-western crime thriller starring Matthew McConaughey with Kurt Russell, Cole Sprouse, and Angelina Looking Glass. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Samantha, I love royal blood is the 420 catch of the day today. This song is called 10 Over 10. And it's hard to imagine there's only two guys in this band. 10 over 10, Royal Blood, 420 catch of the day. That's what I'm talking about, Royal Blood. 10 over 10 is the name of that song. It's the first new song for them in 3 years. The new album is coming out, Dead Company, November 13th. That's 10 over 10, Royal Blood, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. You're sitting around in your underwear, and you're thinking to yourself, I need tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
We're going to make that happen coming up with What's Your Story, your four-pack of Six Flags tickets coming up.
You brought in a story for Three Things at Four about parents of a Little League team. Here it is.
Tulsa, Oklahoma was one win away from going to Williamsport at the Little League World Series when they got kicked out of the tournament because of an eligibility residency rule where we had parents faking special needs disabilities to get their kids on the roster. Now, any parent will tell you it's a headache if you want to get your kid into a certain league. You have to be within the league's boundaries. That means you have to go to a certain school or live in a certain township. And there was one player on Tulsa that did neither. But there is one exception. If you have a sibling that plays in the Little League Challenger Division, that is a division for kids who have physical or intellectual and mental disabilities, you can then qualify to play in that league even if you live outside of the township and don't go to the right school. So Tulsa said that this one player, his younger sibling, was mentally disabled and played in the Challenger Division. That's when we come to find out that this younger sibling was registered as a 7-year-old when he was actually 10, and he never actually attended any of the Challenger's practices or games because he was not disabled.
All right.
That's so wild.
Other than the hatred I have for them for trying to, you know,
pull this card. It's so not cool.
Your parents will do anything for you.
Yes.
For the most part. So the topic today on What's Your Story is your parents broke the rules for you. Your parents broke the rules for you. So in this case, they lied and they said that one of their kids was handicapped and he wasn't.
Yep.
And that's nonsense.
Because they wanted the team to win so badly.
Yes.
And they were on their way to doing that.
Your parents ever do anything like that?
I mean, my mom was cool in the sense where, like, sometimes she would write me a note to get out of school early or miss a day and stuff like that.
Love that.
Yeah. What about, I feel like you as a dad would be someone that would do this.
Well, I had more opportunities than most people.
Sure.
Because I was doing the morning show here on K-Rock for 30 years. And I do remember when my kids were small, I wrote them a note that they could get out of school so they could come to the breakfast with Foo Fighters.
Oh, my God. That is so epic.
And then one of my kids said, hey, is it possible to get a ticket for our teacher? And I was like, absolutely. So we got, it was
so
them.
So you got the teacher to come too?
It was them and their teacher.
So did the teacher like call out sick or something?
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God, that's so awesome.
So I don't think you can use me as an average example though, because I had such great opportunity.
Yeah, but still, it's the principle of it, you know? I love it.
Your parents broke the rules for you. That is the question. 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And for the best one, you're going to win a 4-pack of Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets, and you're in the running for the 2027 Gold Passes.
Your parents broke the rules for you. 800-520-1067. It is What's Your Story on K-Rock, and the topic is your parents broke the rules for you.
310 said, my rad dad worked for the DOJ and would look up new boyfriends and employers. He did what he could to protect me from creeps my entire life and raised my big bro and I solo. That is a rad dad.
Wow,
right
no
there.
Kidding.
I love it.
It is What's Your Story on K-Rock. Your parents broke the rules for you.
626 said, my dad taught at my high school. He had me sign the emergency card so I could write my own notes and get out of school when I wanted to.
Nice.
He thought I wouldn't take advantage of it. Let's just say I was out more times than he knew. But the office would check the signature and it was exact. No questions asked. That is so tight.
That's pretty great. We're doing What's Your Story, and the topic today is your parents broke the rules for you.
So you can call or text us at 800-520-1067, and the best one, you're going to get a 4-pack of Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets.
All right, your parents broke the rules for you?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? So yeah, my mom broke the rules for me.
How'd she do it?
She actually went to jail.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I had a bunch of pot plants in the backyard back in the day. And my neighbor called the cops, and they were mine, but my mom pretty much took the blame. So,
dude, your mom took the fall for you because you had weed plants growing in the backyard.
Yep.
Your mom went to jail for you.
Oh, dude.
When she was going to court, that they were going to give her the max, like 5 years or something like that. But I don't know what happened, but she ended up only staying 30 days.
Oh, thank God.
But,
that's still crazy.
Well, yeah, it is insane.
K-Rock, hello. Hello. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, my parents lied about me so I could get on the plane when I was 4.5 years old to fly solo from L.A. to San Francisco.
What is the legal age that you're supposed to be?
Well, I think it's 5. At the time, it was 5.
So you were 4 and a half, and you went on the plane by yourself.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I love it. Where were you going? What were you doing?
Well, I was going to visit my dad, and I would go, and every time they'd give you the little wings, you know, and you'd sit up in the front, and they'd let you go up into the cockpit and everything. This is like pre-9/11, obviously.
Of course. Yep. Wow.
Oh, that's so cool.
You would have been a great drug mule for your dad. You're flying back and forth. Nobody expects it from a 4.5-year-old. Stick it up your butt. You're all good.
Oh, God.
It's true.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin. So I grew up on Catalina Island. We were going to our senior prom on a boat, and my stepdad put a bunch of booze wrapped in blankets and stuck them on the boat for us so we could all drink at the prom.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so cool.
True story.
Wow.
Right on the Green Pier in Avalon, class of 78, and it was like 41 students.
Wow. You were popular that day.
Oh, man. Everybody was completely hungover the next day.
Of course. I would expect nothing less. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, they did. They actually brought the law. They brought me here from Mexico.
Oh, they smuggled you up?
They smuggled me in.
Yes.
Brought my sister, our dog, our fish, and I.
You brought the fish, too. The fish made it.
If ICE comes to us and asks for your number, we will not give it to those bastards.
No, we will not.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Yes. All right. The number is 800-520-1067.
Your parents broke the rules for you.
Your parents broke the rules for you.
Call or text us, 800-520-1067.
Taking your phone calls and your texts about your parents broke the rules for you. You have a story like that?
When I was supposed to be in preschool, but my parents wanted me to go to kinder already. So my dad forged my birth certificate for me to be in kindergarten. But it didn't matter because at the end, and I had a repeat kinder.
So he got you in early, and then you just had to do it again anyway.
Who has to kindergarten?
Yes, who repeats kinder, right? Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy. I've never even heard of that. K-Rock, hello.
So my stepdad was a AP administrative principal for a middle school. And he used to fake my report card so that I would get straight A's.
Oh,
and then we would go around places and get, like, IHOP straight A's. Different places would give you
different businesses that reward a good report card?
Report card. So he would do it every year, and we would go around and just collect all the free stuff from all the places that would give you free stuff.
Yeah, I love that. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we're talking about your parents broke the rules for you.
So when I was like 11, my dad took me to go see Porky's.
To go see what?
Porky's.
Porky's? Porky's. I don't remember that.
An R-rated movie with a lot of boobs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Do you remember any parts of it?
Oh, I remember way too much of it, unfortunately.
Did you see it again of age?
Yes, I have it on DVD now.
Oh, my God. I love this so much.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I was. I hadn't even gotten my permit to drive yet, and my mom let me drive one day. I spun out of control, hit another car. So the police came, and they asked who was driving, and I said, me. My mom said it was me. It wasn't her. And they were questioning my mom. They're like, well, are you sure it wasn't you? Because it doesn't match up with what you're saying. She's like, no, it was me. Do whatever you have to do.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Wow.
Your mom took the fall.
Yeah.
Well, your mom also let you drive, which was not great.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, speaking of taking the fall.
I mean, really, a mom did 30 days for her kid.
Could have gone away for 5 years, so we got to talk to David.
Guys.
That is crazy, David.
I know, right? Hey, man, mom's love, man, for her kids, I guess it must be strong.
Yep, very much so.
Taking the fall for your weed plants.
Anything for your stupid ass.
So, David, you know what's happening. You just won a 4-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain, my friend.
Right on. Yeah, my son, my son's been asking me, like, Dad, try to win. He wants to go to Magic Mountain, so it kind of helped out.
Perfect.
Aww, his birthday.
Perfect.
Love it. Yes. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Who wants Six Flags Magic Mountains tickets? Let's just get them out right now. Let's do it.
Hey, we got to wait. We got to wait like 8 minutes. 6 o'clock, your next chance to get a 4-pack of Six Flags tickets and be in the running for the 2027 Gold Passes.
Buzzkill.